It's Tuesday, November the 17th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist, sponsored by TD Ameritrade. Coming up, another promising vaccine and Europe's blocked budget. First, the world in brief. Moderna, an American drug maker, reported that its experimental COVID-19 vaccine is 94.5% effective in preventing the disease. The results of a late-stage trial involving 30,000 American adults came a week after Pfizer announced a similar level of efficacy for its jab. Moderna's vaccine does not need to be stored at very cold temperatures, as Pfizer's does. President-elect Joe Biden warned that more people may die unless President Donald Trump cooperates with his transition team, not least in coordinating America's vaccination program. Mr. Trump is relying on increasingly desperate measures to retain the presidency. In Georgia, a senior election official told The Washington Post that Republicans, including Senator Lindsey Graham, have pressed him to discount valid ballots. Hungary and Poland blocked the European Union's budget and coronavirus rescue package because funding is tied to respect for the rule of law. Austria's Chancellor said the condition was necessary because of the vast sums of money at stake. The budget for 2021-27 is €1.1 trillion, $1.3 trillion, and the recovery fund is €750 billion. Hurricane Iota made landfall in Nicaragua. With winds of 155 miles per hour, the Category 4 storm has weakened slightly since it emerged in the Atlantic. Still, with potentially catastrophic gusts and storm surges, it is forecast to wreak havoc in Central America, parts of which are still reeling from the passage of Hurricane Eta earlier this month. Jay Clayton, the boss of America's Securities and Exchange Commission, said he will step down at the end of the year. Mr. Clayton was appointed by Donald Trump to lead America's main Wall Street regulator in 2017. He has overseen high-profile enforcement actions, including requiring Elon Musk to step down as Tesla's chairman over tweets about taking the company private. PNC, a Pennsylvanian bank, will buy the American subsidiary of BBVA, a Spanish lender, for $11.6 billion. The deal will create America's fifth biggest retail bank with almost $560 billion in assets. The bank merger is one of the biggest since the recession of 2007 to 2009. Others will follow. BBVA announced it had opened merger talks with Sabadell, another Spanish lender. And sparks flew after Shamrock Capital, a private equity firm, bought the rights to most of Taylor Swift's songs. It paid an estimated $300 million to a consortium that included Carlyle Group for the ditties. Ms. Swift, who wanted to buy the catalogue herself, learned of the sale post facto. She may get even by re-recording her own hits.